The Tank FM, and it's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
It's a bumble.
It is why we can't have nice things, always particularly festive and fruitful around this time of year. And it starts at the box office. Well, first of all, congratulations. Zootopia 2, now the highest money-making American film of the year, and the Disney animated film reached $1 billion at the global box office in just 19 days. And that's great. It's also a big hit in China, Zootopia 2, and Dateline Beijing. As now, there is an uptick right there because it's the year of the snake as well. Mm-hmm. And there is a snake in this that is known as Gary from Zootopia 2. And he's kind of the standout star, evidently, of this. And particularly in China, where now there is an uptick on people seeking out Indonesian pit vipers.
Oh, for crying out loud.
With that
seriously?
Of which Gary from Zootopia 2 is. And that all sounds well and good, especially if he's like Gary, but turns out they're highly venomous,
you
and if you
yeah.
don't know what you're doing, you're not going to be animated much longer after that.
You know, there's some tough jobs out there, but fast food, truly a labor of love. McDonald's workers feeling it extra this holiday season for a very simple reason. That would be the Grinch. You know, he's got his own meal, and it comes with socks and the dill pickle flavored fries. People are going ballistic over this thing. One worker named Janelle chiming off on social media. She says, I am fighting for my life because things are so busy. And tomorrow, she has to go to work all over again.
Mm. Yeah.
It's the Grinch's fault.
Her frustration grew three sizes that day.
Fries do sound good, don't they?
Let's go to the Kiwis there, New Zealand. And a woman there in New Zealand with a long list of offenses already stole a leg of lamb from a grocery store there in New Zealand. And then when confronted, 30-year-old Naomi Johnson, who walked away with over like $250 worth of stuff, period, in her cart, mm-hmm. including that leg of lamb. As an employee said, hey, you, where you going? She picked up the leg of lamb and used it as a weapon.
Ooh, that's serious.
Considering they have more sheep there than anything, that is a high, high felony offense. I mean, you use what you got, but still.
Dum, 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 dum.
It's 8:50.
Amazon drivers, I'm not looking at my watch. Usually a happy sight because something fun is in the truck. Lakewood, California? Not so much. Diane Huff Medina not pleased because one turned into a porch pirate that helped himself to something that did not belong to him. It wasn't a plant or a Christmas decoration. It was her cat. Piper has gone missing.
It's not good.
She's got video of them stealing it. Is now working with police to get her back.
Shame.
There is no
shame.
Excuse for that. Send Gary a pit viper after them.
Shame.
I'm going to get you on the naughty list. Hopefully for good. Let's go to Florida because, you know, this is almost a $50 follow up. We talked about this guy. 69-year-old guy was, he bought one of the famous people asking for money scams that are out there. Lost thousands of dollars after he was reportedly targeted by scammers pretending to be Elon Musk, who needed money from 69-year-old George Hendricks from Leesburg outside of Orlando. Said he lost at least $45,000 right off the bat, and then deep fakes and digitally altered videos, he said. Said, I thought it was Elon Musk. Start to finish. Anyway, lost all this money. He's about to lose his wife now, who, quote, wants to get a divorce. From Mr. George Hendricks right there. Sherry Hendricks has not filed yet, but he says it's forthcoming. Plus, she is excited for her brand new relationship with Elon too.
Musk.
Yeah, he's getting around.
Dum, 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 dum.
I don't think like that's the real one.
You can teach your pets to do almost anything, like my little Hank at home. He's very good at balancing a treat on his nose and panicking for very little reason. But Howie, calm in a storm. And then there's an octopus. It's named Takoyaki. And the owner, Matthias, is a YouTuber and musician. He freelances in instruction. He actually taught the octopus to play the piano.
Greatness.
Creating a special underwater instrument that managed to dispense crab treats whenever he hit the right note.
I love this, and I want to be a part of it. There you go, buddy. And then finally, let's go to a Planet Fitness somewhere in Baltimore. Police say a man walked into this Planet Fitness completely au naturel.
Oh.
And just started working out like it was totally normal.
No.
Didn't bat an eye while others tried to shield theirs. And then officers showed up. And, of course, we always love when they ask, so why are you doing what you're doing? This gentleman, unnamed, said, quote, I thought Planet Fitness called itself a judgment-free zone.
Yeah,
he's got a point.
Dum, 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 dum,